Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Maharaj has a little boy. When we see his beautiful face, how can we put him in disgrace?
Oh, happiness, oh joy.
Nanda Maharaj has a little boy. When we see his beautiful face, how can we put him in disgrace?
Krishna is so powerful that by his
Vasudev was separated from his two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Although Nanda gave Krishna all protection, Vasudev still thought of him with affection. And as a father, he took the opportunity to send the astrologer Garga Muni to find out the two babies' future hopes. Garga Muni would do their horoscopes.
Vasudev has sent me to perform the name-giving ceremony for his two sons who are in hiding, where Nanda Maharaj is residing.
What saintly person now does brighten the door of my home and come to enlighten? I will arrange a celebration, for you are teaching self-realization. Otherwise, why would you come to a householder's fallen family home?
Nanda, I was sent by Vasudev. This is the request he gave. Please find Krishna's future life. Will it be full of danger and strife? The planets, when he was born, the future calamities will warn. For Balarama, do the same. And give both of my boys a name.
Oh, Yasoda! It's their name-giving day! Go and bring my sons right away!
Krishna, Balaram, where are you? I have something I want to tell you. Please don't hide and crawl away to sleep upon a pile of hay. Oh, Krishna and Balaram are in the care of an elderly gopi over there. I will hold them on my knee to hear their name-giving ceremony.
Incidentally, it appears to me that Krishna is the son of Devaki!
Oh my, how can this be? By what mystic potency?
We must have a quiet ceremony in order to avoid a calamity. Secrecy must be the answer to avoid the wrath of Kamsa.
If you think that there is danger from the wicked Kamsa's anger, we'll have a secret ceremony instead. You can give them their names in the cowshed.
With Vedic hymns I will purify, and their future lives I will prophesy. Come, little fellow, please come. Your name will be Balaram, and because of the strength you have, your other name is Baladev. And when you're an expansion, your other name is Sangarshan.
Now, please kindly chant over our newest descendant. As you say the Vedic hymn, it will surely purify him.
As far as this other boy is concerned, there are amazing things to be learned. He has had many names and complexions, all of which were full of all perfection. He once was white, and red, and yellow, and now he is a blackish little fellow. When he is older, I foresee he will lift up the Govardhan Hill.
What? My little Krishna's fate is so hard to appreciate.
This child is so powerful that by his grace, all the demons will have to leave this place.
My son is so powerful that by his grace, all the demons will have to leave this place.
The demons will try to affect him, so you should be very careful and protect him.
Oh, I am very satisfied. I'm full of love and pride. I am such a lucky father with two sons unlike any others. Krishna is so powerful that by his grace, the demons will have to leave this place.
He is a child to keep your eye on, for he is equal to Narayan.
A short time after these ceremonies, Krishna and Balaram were crawling on their hands and knees. Their mothers were both very pleased to see how they could crawl on their hands and knees.
The bells on their waist tinkle so sweetly. They both have captured my heart completely.
See how they glance back at us teasingly. Krishna and Balaram do everything pleasingly.
Oh no, you little rascals, no. Back to your mothers, you better go.
Just see that angry gopi has made our little baby boys afraid.
Rohini, what is that thud? Why, Krishna and Balaram fell in the mud.
See all the clay they have got on, mixed with sandalwood and saffron.
The two mothers thought that their small sons need them to take them on their laps and carefully feed them.
Oh, Rohini, do you know how these babies are starting to grow? Soon little Krishna will start to walk.
And soon little Balaram will start to talk.
And as the boys began to grow, to the cowshed they would go. And grab a hold of a little calf's tail, and the calf would run with them on its trail.
Oh, see how the calf does run. Krishna is covered with cowdung.
Oh, gopis, come and see the fun. Krishna is dragged where the calf does run.
Oh, see,
Krishna and Balaram. Come and see what they have done.
The little boys were just so restless that they left their mothers breathless. The mothers always tried to protect them from the things that might affect them.
Get away. Monkey, do not attack my son.
What is bothering Balaram now? Go away, you pesky cow.
Is that Krishna's cry I heard? He's being annoyed by a bird. Shoo! Who invited you to come and bother Krishna, too?
Watch out for the fire. Watch out for the water. Water will drown and fire make you hotter. Don't touch the fire or you might get burnt, and don't go near the water until you've learned.
We spend our days in teaching them to watch out for the things that harm them. But we are always on the run and do not get our duties done.
The pleasure of their mothers did improve when the boy stood up and began to move. All the elderly gopis enjoyed to lodge complaints against the boys. And the crime that was worse than any other was Krishna and Balaram stealing butter.
Krishna! Stop stealing that butter!
Dear Jashoda, why don't you teach your son to stop stealing our butter hung out of his reach? We have seen his smile of glee as he feeds the butter to a monkey.
And Balaram said, after the monkeys were fed, that our butter and yogurt were not any good. Because if anybody could eat it, the monkeys would.
And when our stock of butter finally fails, they pinch our babies and make them wail.
Well, Gopi, I have a feeling that you should keep your butter near the ceiling. Also, it would be very nice to keep it in a darker place.
Oh, no, Jashoda. By some kind of grace, Krishna and Balaram can light up the place.
Then I think it would make sense to take off all the ornaments.
No, Jashoda. What can we do to darken the light of this boy who is blue? Even without jewels or anything, the light from these bodies brightens everything.
Gopis, dears, do not be tearful. You must simply be more careful.
And then when we begin to churn, Krishna sneaks into the kitchen and passes urine. And to make it worse than before, Krishna and Balaram spit on the clean kitchen floor. Just see the face of your naughty son, how silent and good he has become. I can hardly believe that he has done what we said in the spirit of naughty fun.
When I see his beautiful face, how can I put him in any disgrace? Gopis, how can I punish him when all I feel is love for him?
Happiness, oh joy, Nanda Maharaj has a little boy. When we see his beautiful face, how can we put him in disgrace? Oh happiness, oh joy, Nanda Maharaj has a little boy. When we see his beautiful face, how can we put him? Maharaj as a little boy, when we see his beautiful face, how can we
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna was playing with his friends one day. They told Mother Yashoda that he had eaten clay. Even his elder brother Balaram complained that Krishna had eaten some.
Come here, Krishna. Let me see your face. Have you eaten earth in a solitary place? What do you say? What did you do? All your friends are complaining of you.
Balaram and the boys are angry today, and so they say that I've eaten the clay. My dear mother, I hope you realize that all of these boys are speaking lies. If you want to find out the truth, then simply look within my mouth.
All right. Open your mouth for me, and we shall see what we shall see.
Krishna opened his mouth, acting ordinary, but what Mother Yashoda saw was extraordinary.
What I see is giving me a dizzy feeling. My eyes are dazzled and my mind is reeling. This is beyond my calculation. I am seeing the whole creation. Within my tiny child's face, I see the entire outer space. By what mystic power sublime can I see in here eternal time? I see east, west, north, and south, all within my child's mouth. And by some mystic potency, I also see him and me. My mental powers must have gone hazy. It seems that I have become crazy. Oh, Narayan, this does distress me. I offer my obeisances. Please bless me. Help me to come to the right conclusion that my body consciousness is an illusion.
When While Yasoda thought in this philosophical way about the Maha Tattva clay, by his mystic power, Krishna arranged that her consciousness should again be changed. She thought herself simply to be Krishna's mother with her child on her knee. She forgot all her philosophy by Krishna's internal potency. Anyone who hears these rhymes of Krishna's childhood pastimes becomes happy, eternal, and wise, and due to this, he never dies. Another time, Lord Krishna's mother took charge of churning the butter. While she churned, it made her feel good to sing about his childhood.
Attracting us to his lotus feet.
Lord Krishna, who was still in his babyhood, appeared before Yashoda and demanded food. So Mother Yashoda, with a loving smile, took him on her lap for a while.
In my churning, I forgot the milk. I smell it burning. Now, Krishna, I must put you down over here upon the ground.
Seeing his mother so busily engaged, little Krishna became enraged. Because he had been so forsaken, the butter pot he began breaking, and with false tears gliding down his face, ate the butter in a secluded place. Meanwhile, Mother Yasoda returned after fixing the pot of milk that was burned.
Oh, here is a broken butter pot, and Krishna has hid so he won't be caught. I am beginning to enjoy the naughty cleverness of that boy. He has done something violent and left this place fearing punishment.
After looking high and low and up and down, she finally found him sitting down on a grinding mortar made of wood, feeding the monkeys butter as food. In case his mother was coming near, he looked this way and that way out of fear. Knowing what was on his mind, Yashoda crept silently up from behind. When Krishna saw her with a stick, he jumped from the mortar and ran away quick. With her heavy body and loosened hair, Yashoda ran after him everywhere. Krishna was enacting his pleasure to flee from Yashoda, who was his great devotee. She ran and ran as fast as she could, and finally captured her child for good. When he was caught, he was almost crying, as if the stick were too terrifying. Yashoda began to sympathize when she saw little Krishna rubbing his eyes. Because her nature was loving and mild, she threw out the stick that upset her child.
If this child is afraid of me, I do not know what the result will be. I'll be able to punish him, I hope, by tying him up with a piece of rope.
Yashoda thought that she could do it. Tie a rope around the infinite. She tied a rope for disciplining, the one without ending or beginning. Although the senses cannot find him, she tried to use a rope to bind him. And because of Krishna's playful sport, the rope was always 2 inches too short.
There seems to be a shortage of cord. I'll go to the house and get some more. Now I have connected all the ropes at home. This should bind Krishna and then some. Now I cannot believe my senses. This rope is again short by 2 inches. This is all the rope I have got, and 2 inches too short at the final knot.
Mother Yashoda was fast tiring. Although she was smiling, she was perspiring. She eventually admitted that she had been nicely outwitted. So Krishna decided to be kind and let the rope be enough to bind him to the wooden grinding mortar just to please his loving mother. Krishna could see a pair of trees, so he started to crawl on his hands and knees, and this is what the Lord was thinking.
When I was her breast milk drinking, Mother Yashoda put me aside, and so in anger I did decide to break the butter pot and eat the butter just to get back at my mother. Now with this rope she has punished me more, so I shall do something worse than before. I know I can crawl with ease between those 2 Arjuna trees and pull down onto the ground with a great crashing, booming sound.
What Krishna did, if you want to know, will be the theme of next week's show.
Beneath the kadamba tree and love.